Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mysterious First Ever Podcast. I'm the only one and only, yours truly, Fatima, and we are coming from Los Angeles, California. I am with graphic designers Yaneli and Noah.
Hello, I'm Yaneli. Thank you for having me on here.
What's up, everybody? I'm Noah. Nice to be here.
Great to have you here today. But before we start discussing about the marvelous invention, we all know writing has been around for centuries, and I was wondering if you guys can give me a little history lesson about writing and what cultures mainly play part in the contribution to the making of writing.
There are three main cultures that contributed to the making of writing: the Chinese, Phoenicians, and the Mayans. These three cultures all helped create writing, but they were all independent from each other and used different letters and symbols.
Yeah, you see, the Phoenicians were the script to be widely used. They used 22 letters to communicate with Mayan writing style. It was made up of a bunch of symbols engraved into stone, and Chinese writing style was made up of thousands of unique characters that represented the morphemes of the words.
Thanks for the new information. After having told me all this information about how the cultures were all independent from each other, I was wondering what alphabet is the base for the letters we use today.
If you take a look at the Latin's writing, you can tell that a lot of the letters they use are similar to the letters we use today. For example, if you look at the letters they use, you can see what looks like an A, Y, O, X, and many more letters.
Wow, that's amazing. Who would have thought that people were writing in symbols back then? Stay tuned for more, because when we come back, Noah and Yaneli will be giving us information about Gutenberg and the development of his invention. We want to thank our sponsor, Mysteria, and remember to use Mysteria as your next typeface, because Mysteria is one of a kind. Eccentric design of a display face can easily be combined with the matching body bits family girdle. Now back to our podcast with Noah and Yaneli. Since we've been talking about how writing was invented, how about we talk about who Gutenberg was and what his great invention was?
That's a great idea. Gutenberg was born in 1395 in Mainz, Germany. Gutenberg invented the printing press. His movable type used a punch and hold and mold system, so each letter was identical. The first complete book printed using the printing press was the 42-line Bible, and that was the beginning of mass production.
So the printing press was a big deal, but how exactly did this invention change the world?
Well, you see, Gutenberg's invention was a big turning point during the Renaissance with the advent of printing. The printing press knew information and ideas were being spread faster at first. Gutenberg used his invention for his Bible project, which was used by many millenniums, but later started printing books on topics such as philosophy and science.
Did using the printing press take a lot of effort?
By looking at a picture of it, you would think it would take a lot of effort and time, but it actually involved minimal human effort, making it efficient to produce things quicker. Within 50 years, 8 million copies of books were produced.
I want to know more about the effect the third piece of printing had, but it looks like we ran out of time. Thanks for listening to Mysterious Podcast, a product of CNYK and AYB with us. Find us on iTunes and follow us on Twitter and Instagram.